Kringle Talks Christmas is a proud member of the Christmas Podcast Network. You can find all of our episodes on ChristmasPodcastNetwork.com and follow us on Twitter at Christmas Talks. That's KRISTMAS Talks. This is our new Christmas episode. Sit back, grab a hot drink, relax, and enjoy.
Welcome to Kringle Talks Christmas.
Gingerbreads. We all love it, the smell, the taste, the feeling it gives of Christmas. But where does it originate from, and what true links does it have to Christmas? Let's find out. According to Rhonda Massingham's Hearts, Making Gingerbread Houses, the first known recipe for gingerbread came from Greece in 2400 BC. Chinese recipes were developed during the 10th century, and by the late Middle Ages, Europeans had their own version of gingerbread. The hard cookies, sometimes gilded with gold leaf and shaped like animals, kings and queens were a staple at medieval fairs in England, France, Holland, and Germany. Queen Elizabeth I is credited with the idea of decorating the cookies in this fashion after she had some made to resemble the dignitaries visiting her court. Over some time of these festivals came to be known as gingerbread fairs, and the gingerbread cookies served there were known as fairings. The shapes of the gingerbread changed with the season, including flowers in the springs and birds in the fall. Elaborately decorated gingerbread became synonymous with all things fancy and elegant in England. The gold leaf that was often used to decorate gingerbread cookies led to the popular expression, to take the gilt off to the gingerbread. The carved white architectural designs found on many colonial American seaside homes is sometimes referred to as gingerbread work. Gingerbread houses originated in Germany during the 16th century. The elaborate cookie-walled houses, decorated with foil in addition to gold leaf, became associated with Christmas tradition. Their popularity rose when the Brothers Grimm wrote the story of Hansel and Gretel, in which the main characters stumble upon a house made entirely of treats deep in the forest. It is unclear whether or not gingerbread houses were a result of the popular fairy tale or vice versa. Recently, the record for world's largest gingerbread house was broken. The previous record was set by the Mall of America in 2006. The new winning gingerbread house, spanning nearly 40,000 cubic feet, was erected at Traditions Golf Club in Bryan, Texas. The house required a building permit and was built much like a traditional house. 4,000 gingerbread bricks were used during its construction. To put that into perspective, a recipe for a house this size would include 1,800 pounds of butter and 1,080 ounces of ground ginger. Sounds more like a gingerbread resort. Gingerbread arrived in the New World with English colonists. The cookies were sometimes used to sway Virginia voters to favour one candidate over another. But why do we eat gingerbread at Christmas? If there were a holy trinity of traditional Christmas treats, gingerbread cookies would surely be on that list, along with peppermint candy canes and eggnog. Look, gingerbread might not be your family's favourite type of cookie. Indeed, there's a reason why most kids leave out chocolate chip cookies for Santa. But we must admit that imagining festive decorations without gingerbread men and at least a small gingerbread house is getting harder and harder as the years go by. But where did the tradition come from? Did we collectively decide that this one cookie would be our Christmas tradition for a specific reason? Was there an all-out brawl at some point in honour of other traditional Christmas cookies like snickerdoodles and sugar cookies, with the gingerbread faction winning? Or is there some other reason why it's gingerbread houses we're decorating and gingerbread men we're hanging up on our Christmas trees and not, say, sugar cookie ones? Well, apparently it's a bit of a which came first, the chicken or the egg situation. Not only are there multiple theories about how gingerbread became associated with Christmas, but there are multiple countries that seem to have started the tradition on their own. Not that it's ever that clear cut, especially in Europe. Buckle up. We're going to double down and do our best to figure it out. The origin of gingerbreads is convoluted, mainly because no one can figure out just how old it is. It is known that ginger was first cultivated in China around 5 millennia ago, but the Chinese mainly used it for medical properties. Some historians claim that the Greeks were the first to use it as a flavouring ingredient in a sweet treat some 500 years later, but the sources are a tad shoddy. In Europe, the Armenian monk Gregory of Nicopolis is considered the father of gingerbread cookies. It's unclear whether he got the recipe or if he indeed invented it. But the story goes that he came to France in 992 and for the next 7 years until his death, taught the French Christians how to bake the cookies. A less apocryphal theory claims it came from the Eastern Mediterranean a little later, in the 11th century. The oldest known gingerbread cookie variety is apparently Polish. It's called Torun gingerbread, and it's been in production since the 13th century. It supposedly inspired the German Lebkuchen and Swedish Pepparkakor, despite the two being quite different. As German immigrants bringing it to Sweden was the first claim of international fame the gingerbread got, and took off from there. Interestingly, the name itself, gingerbread, comes from England. It was initially used for preserved ginger, and had nothing to do with cookies or any other dessert for that matter. And it was primarily used as a spice for preserved meats. The usage seemed to have shifted around the mid-15th century, where ginger-flavoured spiced cookies became more widely available. While the map of gingerbread cookies spreading across Europe and from there the rest of the world seems to be more or less clear, France to Poland, Poland to Germany, Germany to Sweden, Sweden to everyone else, how it turned into the signature Christmas cookie is more of a murky story. Many theorists believe that gingerbread houses being used at Christmas decorations is what gave way to Christmas gingerbread cookies being the staple of the season. What they can't agree on is when the tradition of making gingerbread houses for Christmas started. Did it start, like I said earlier, in the 16th century, inspired by the Brothers Grimm, and get popularised from there? Or was it the story itself that encouraged people to begin making elaborately decorated houses out of cookies as Christmas decorations? Both these theories believe that gingerbread houses' popularity is owed mainly to the Brothers Grimm's famous story of Hansel and Gretel, like I mentioned earlier. There just seems to be no consensus yet, whether the houses were already a tradition before the Brothers Grimm published their story in 1812. Or if the gingerbread house mania started after the image of Witch's Cottage, built of gingerbread cookies, cakes and candy, burned itself into many German people's minds. Complicating the matter is that Hansel and Gretel is a folktale, and that existed long before the Brothers Grimm even heard of it in 1809, and then published it. According to German folklorist Jack Sipes, it could have emerged as early as the second half of the 13th century. So the people who'd heard the tale before might very well have gotten the inspiration to make gingerbread cookies. Hence the whole chicken in the egg situation. I myself am more inclined to believe the first theory, that the gingerbread houses were already around when the Brothers Grimm published Hansel and Gretel, and that the story's popularity just gave a tradition a massive boost. After all, why Christmas? Why not Christmas? But it seems to me that there must have been at least some kind of association between gingerbread houses and winter holidays by the point for the habit of using them as a Christmas decoration to take off so rapidly. The shoddy timeline makes it hard to determine if gingerbread houses are indeed the reason gingerbread became associated with the winter holidays. We know gingerbread cookies became a Christmas thing sometime in the 17th century. If gingerbread houses were already a thing in the 16th century, it makes sense that the laborious task of baking and decorating a proper gingerbread house likely required a lot more time and a lot of hands. As in, it was a thing for a family to do when most of them had some free time, i.e. during the holidays. But if the elaborate decoration part of it only became a thing after the Brothers Grimm published their story, then gingerbread was already associated with Christmas by the time the Germans and everyone else started building gingerbread houses. But there is a second theory that it's got something to do with Christmas markets. The second theory sounds less romantic and a fair for an entire family based on the beloved local folktale, and more pragmatic in capitalism. Obviously, now I suspect the latter version to be more plausible, even if I'm mildly bothered by the prospect of sounding like a local Grinch. And believe me, I hate that. Christmas markets, or more specifically December markets, have a longer tradition than a lot of us seem to realise. Did a episode back on Christmas markets in the first series. You can check it out from the library list of all my Christmas episodes, so go and check it out to discover how Christmas markets came about. Indeed, when I was doing the research for the article, and I didn't think that they've been around since the Middle Ages, meant that they'd been around since around the 13th century at least. The oldest record of a December market was found in Vienna, dated back in the year 1298. It's believed that the tradition started gaining foot many a year later, As I mentioned at the start, during the medieval times, these became known as gingerbread fairs. You know, they were called as festival fairings. They also inspired the gingerbread houses. It does make sense that sometime down the line, an entrepreneurial baker set up a store during the Christmas market to cash in, and slowly the cookies became the season staple. After all, there are almost 400 years between the inception of December markets and Christmas gingerbread cookies becoming a thing. If you see something around for a long time during specific periods, it doesn't take long to start associating the thing with that specific period. Frankly, I don't think we'll ever know the whole truth behind why we eat gingerbread cookies, whether during the winter holidays, but it is fun to speculate. After all, it's not like incorrect theories are going to make the cookies disappear. If anything, one thing they're proven over the centuries is that Christmas is unlikely to happen without them anytime soon, and I would not have it any other way. Ginger snaps, or ginger nuts, are the cookies of choice in England. They're brittle and crunchy cookies flavoured with powdered ginger, cinnamon, nutmeg and clove. Ginger nuts are often made with molasses instead of sugar, akin to American gingerbread. But bakers aim for a brittle texture. The gingerbread man is one of England's most frequently used Christmas decorations. His creation is attributed to Queen Elizabeth I, as I mentioned in the earlier part of this episode, who is thought to have served the gingerbread figurines to visiting dignitaries. Lebkuchen, the German gingerbread, is likely to be the oldest Christmas gingerbread cookie. It can be both soft and hard, with the latter version traditional to street markets, including the Christmas market. Lebkuchen is flavoured with honey and often generously spiced with a wide variety of spices, including classic cinnamon, nutmeg and clove, but also aniseed, coriander, cardamom, various nuts and candied fruits. Pepparkakor, the Swedish variety, and its varieties are a typical Christmas treat in Nordic and Baltic countries, consumed throughout December. Pepparkakor and its varieties tend to be thin, brittle and crunchy. However, the Swedish and Norwegian varieties are a little thicker than Danish, Finnish, Latvian, etc., but they're often used as window decorations. Pernik is the name of a Czech gingerbread cookie. It shares many similarities with English ginger snaps, and is often shaped in various figurines like stars or animals and, yes, gingerbread houses during the holiday season. Lukács is the traditional Ashkenazi Jewish cake prepared for Rosh Hashanah, Jewish New Year. While it's more of a bundt cake instead of a cookie, it shares certain similarities with other Christmas gingerbread treats, mainly gingerbread and German Lebkuchen. It's honey sweetened and very heavily spiced. And whilst we still sit around and wonder where the exact truth behind the gingerbread comes from, let's not care. Let's just be happy that we have this absolutely delicious form of biscuit and enjoy the moments we get to share creating them with family and friends. And, well, whilst this episode comes to an end, I do want to leave you with a recipe to finish. This is one for the kids to get involved in too. So for this, you're going to need 175 grams dark Muscovado sugar or any other unrefined brown sugar, 85 grams of golden syrup, 100 grams of butter, 350 grams of plain flour plus extra for dusting, 1 teaspoon of bicarbonate of soda, 1 tablespoon of ground ginger, 1 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 1 egg beaten. And for decorations, ready-made writing icing, or if you like to create your own, create your own. And chocolate buttons or small sweets, these are optional. So, for the first step, we're going to melt the sugar, golden syrup and butter in a saucepan, then bubble for about 1 to 2 minutes, and then leave it to cool for about 10. Tip the flour, bicarbonate of soda and spices into a large bowl, add the warm syrup mixture and the egg, stir everything together, then gently knead in the bowl until smooth and streak-free. The dough will firm up once cooled. Wrap it in cling film and chill for at least 30 minutes. Then remove the dough from the fridge, leave at room temperature until softened. Preheat your oven to 200 degrees centigrade, which is 180 degrees centigrade fan or gas 6. You might have to do the workings out if you live in the States and you have Fahrenheit. And line 2, bake in trays with baking parchment. Step 4, roll out the dough to the thickness of a 1 pound coin, which is a nickel maybe or a dime. I do apologize, I'm not actually sure. And then keep cutting until it's all used up. Step 5. Lift all biscuits onto the tray and bake for around about 10 to 12 minutes, swapping the trays over halfway through cooking. Leave to cool on the trays for about 5 minutes, then transfer to a wire rack to cool completely, using the icing to decorate the biscuits as you wish. And if you want to stick the chocolate or sweets with buttons, you can do. Leave it to dry for about 1 to 2 hours and you are good to go. This usually will keep up to about 3 days in an airtight container or a Tupperware container. And well, that's it. I will leave the recipe in the show notes. And I do hope you've enjoyed this episode, as always. You can follow me on Twitter at Christmas Talks. That's K-R-I-S-T-M-A-S Talks. Available on all social media. And also on the podcast network, Christmas Podcast Network. The best in all the Christmas podcasts from around the world and me. And like I said, you know, the gingerbread recipe is there for all to use all throughout the year, whether or not you do it now in July when I'm recording this, or whether you wait till Christmas to make it more festive, it's entirely up to you. I might just take a wander to my kitchen now and make some with the family. But until next time, guys, take care. Bye-bye.